This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
11 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106, now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show. We join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.79 3/4, up 5. December corn, $4.72 1/2, up 3 1/2. March corn, $4.84 3/4, up 3. September soybeans were $14.05 1/4, up 1 1/2. November soybeans, $13.58 1/4, up 3 1/4. January soybeans, $13.58, up 2 3/4. September wheat was $6.35, up 1 1/4. December wheat, $6.48, up 1 1/2. March wheat, $6.59, up 1 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys with Wednesday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Markets remained quiet ahead of tomorrow's USDA crop report. In the northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.58 to $4.99. Soybean bids were mixed at $13.59 to $14.40. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.88 to $5.20. Soybean bids were down 5 to 15 cents at $14.20 to $14.58. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mixed at $4.82 to $5.08. Soybean bids were up 1 to 3 cents at $14.03 to $14.28. And wheat bids were 1 to 6 cents higher at $6 to $6.16. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 6 to 7 lower at $14.73 to $14.83. Basis was 10 lower at $1.15 to $1.25 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $5.19.20 to $5.39.20, with a basis at $90 to $110 over the October. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 2 to 7 lower at $5.22 to $5.47, with basis 5 to 10 lower at $50 to $75 over the D. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $4.82 to $4.97, with basis down to unchanged at $10 to $25 over the December. Soybean bids ended mixed at $14.23 to $14.38, with basis mixed at $65 to $80 over the November. East St. Louis barge and loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at $4.84 to $4.98. These elevators raised their soybean bids 3 cents, with quotations at $14.08 to $14.16. Soft wheat closed 3 down at $6.17 to $6.18. Milo at the end of the day ended 4 higher at $4.97 to $4.98. Bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state were $4.40 to $4.58 for corn. Soybeans were $13.20 to $13.43. In the central up part of the state, corn bids were $4.46 to $4.59, and for soybeans, $13.25 to $13.50. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn is $4.43 to $4.58, and soybeans were $13.32 to $13.63. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.05, up 2 cents. December live cattle, $128.57, down 7 cents. February live cattle, $130.65, down 15 cents. September feeder cattle were $156.37, down 2 cents. October feeder cattle, $158.22, up 45 cents. November feeder cattle, $158.87, up 37 cents. October lean hogs were $90.30, down 55 cents. December lean hogs, $87.25, down 30 cents. February lean hogs, $88.25, down 27 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys of the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.87 higher, in a range of $87.73 to $94, with a weighted average carcass price of $89.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 4 higher with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 63 to 66. 4 to 5 weighed at 64 to 69 and 500 to 550 at 68 to 73 and over 550 at 70 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading $1 to 2 higher, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 62 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 23,045. The opening report for Greenville Livestock Auction for September 11th. Estimated receipts were 492. Steers and heifers steady to a dollar lower. Holstein steers were untested early. Slaughter steers choice 120.50 to 121.50 and selects at 116 to 120. Slaughter heifers choice 121.50 to 122.50 and selects at 117.50 to 120. For Shelbyville report for Tuesday, September 10th, receipts were 405. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holsteins traded 50 cents higher, and slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter bulls traded 2 to 3 higher, and feeder cattle were mostly 2 to 4 lower. Steers choice, 121 to 125. Steers select and choice, 116 to 121. Steers select, 105 to 115. Holstein steers choice, 112.50 to 117.50. And Holstein steers select and choice, 110.50 to 112.50. And heifers choice, 121 to 124. Slaughter heifers select and choice, 114 to 121. Slaughter cows, premium average dressing at $100. Boners average dressing at 82 to 86. High dressing at 89 to 90. Low dressing at 73 to 80. Leans average dressing at 77 to 83. High dressing at 87 to 89. And low dressing at 64 to 70. Slaughter bulls, yield grade 1, average dressing at 90.50 to 95.50. And low dressing at 82.50 to 88.50. And yield grade 1,500 to 2,000 bulls at average dressing at 92.50 to 100.50. And low dressing at 87.50 to 88.50. Holstein steers large at 3 weight at 120. Heifers medium and large at 4 weight at 139 to 147. The Fairview Sale Barn Auction Report for Fairview for Tuesday, September 10th. Receipts were 232. Compared to last week, slaughters and steers and heifers sold steady. Slaughter cows sold steady, and bulls were 3 to 5 higher. Slaughter steers choice, 119.50 to 125 and a quarter. Steers select at 119 and a quarter to 125 and a quarter. Heifers choice at 120 to 125.50. And slaughter cows, premium average dressing at 95 to 100. High dressing at 103.50 to 110. Breakers, average dressing at 85 to 89.75. High dressing at 90 to 95. And low dressing at 82.75 to 84. Boners, average dressing at 75 to 80. High dressing at 81.75 to 84 and a quarter. And low dressing at 69.75 to 75 and a quarter. And leans at 68 to 69.75. And high dressing at 72 and a quarter to 77, and low dressing at 56. Slaughter bulls, 12 weight to 14 weight, at average dressing at 93 to 97.50, high dressing at 119, and low dressing at 87. From 16 to 25 weight, at 96.75 to 99.75, high dressing at 102.50 to 114.75, and low dressing at 91.50 to 95. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis were 196 to 198 from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report. Trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 446 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass were 97.88, which was 114 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 193.93, which was 20 cents higher, with select carcasses at 178.48, which was 26 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000 compared to 124,000 for last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 406,000 compared to 432,000 last week and 433,000 1 year ago. The Shelbyville Hay Auction Report for September 10th. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay was untested, with grass hay 75 cents higher. Receipts were 225 bales, mixed grass, good quality, $3 to $3.75 per bale, and fair quality at $1 per bale. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.89. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.89. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.27. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.90. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.89. Corn at Scottville is $4.89. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.27, and wheat at Scottville is $5.90. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:23 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. At this time, color radar showing a band of showers north of a line from Root House to Taylorville. This moving slowly to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear and cooler, low temperatures in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Sunday. Low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds. The barometric pressure is rising. Cloudy skies at the Weather Center right now, 71 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chair Bill Schuster has released the Water Resources Reform and Development Act. The bill has the support of committee ranking member Nick Rowell, as well as Water Resources Subcommittee Chair Bob Gibbs and ranking member Timothy Bishop. A markup of the bill is scheduled for next Thursday, September 19th. The Senate passed its Water Resources Development Act in May this year. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy says his group strongly supports the enactment of waterways legislation that makes significant progress in repairing and revitalizing aging waterways and infrastructure. He notes U.S. soybean farmers rely on healthy waterways and infrastructure to move their soybeans to market. With the U.S. exporting more than half the soybeans grown, Murphy says having reliable and efficient waterways and ports is essential to maintaining the nation's competitiveness in global markets. American Soybean Association is encouraged by many parts of Schuster's bill and will work to see it passed. With the dry weather we've had for the later part of the summer, the question on everyone's mind right now is how big will the soybean crop be? I spoke with Bill Brink of the M&M Service Company on how you can calculate what your soybean yield may be.
Well, now that most fields are in the R6 stage, which is complete seed fill stage, we can start doing some numbers in trying to calculate what soybean yields will be. For example, the mathematics involved would be, counting the number of pods per plant, and then multiplying that by a factor of seeds per pod. Now, in a normal year, we would use about 2.5 seeds per pod. This year, we may be a little bit more conservative and only use 2.25 or 2.25 seeds per pod. Multiply that by the number of plants per acre, and then divide that by seeds per pound, which in a normal year would be about 2,800 seeds per pound. This year, we might say, it's been dry and it's going to take a little bit more than that, so maybe 3,000 seeds per pound, and divide that by 60 pounds per bushel. I did some estimates on this benchmark field here recently, and I came up with somewhere around 52 to 55 bushel per acre. I found a plant, it was 35 pods per plant, and I used 2.25 seeds per pound, or per pod, I should say, and then I multiplied that by 120,000 plants per acre, and you can determine what your population is out there, and I divided by 3,000 seeds per pound and divided that by 60 pounds per bushel, and that's how I arrived at 52 to 55 bushel per acre, which I think is a good yield. Now, again, I'm not sure whether it's going to be quite that high, because I feel a little bit uncomfortable with the recent hot dry weather that we've been going through for the past month or month and a half. But anyway, we can get out there and get some idea what soybean yields might be.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.